Saving money for college has just become much easier. New federal tax laws went into effect yesterday that make it possible to stash away more money for a child's education and spend it on more things. NPR's Robert Smith explains.
Up until a few years ago, saving for college expenses was a clunky endeavor. Parents could set up a trust fund for their children, but the earnings were still taxed. And even scarier, the prospective student could often take the trust fund and spend it on a car instead of college. In response, the federal government developed an education IRA. But even that wasn't very efficient. Parents could only put in $500 a year. Brian Orrell, a financial planner in Raleigh, North Carolina, says it didn't add up to much.
Realistically, that would not make much of a dent in a college cost, even if one did that from birth till age 18. If a newborn is born now, even most state schools will be well over $100,000 when that newborn gets to age of college.
But starting this year, the old limits have dramatically changed. Parents can now put up to $2,000 a year into an education IRA, where the money will grow tax-free. And the money can now be pulled out of the IRA long before college. Congress changed the rules so education IRAs can pay for private elementary and secondary schools and a host of other educational expenses like tutoring or books. Joseph Hurley is the founder of SavingForCollege.com.
You can even use your account to pay for your home internet access or your home computer on a tax-free basis. So it is quite an extended list of expenses that might somehow be related to the fact that you have a child that's in school right now.
Hurley says the education IRA is much improved, but it still has some drawbacks. The account is set up in a child's name. That means it could hurt a student's chance of getting financial aid. Hurley and other financial planners are encouraging parents to look at another type of account for college savings, a so-called 529 plan. Named after a section of the IRS code, 529 plans are run by various states. They started as ways to prepay tuition in state schools, but have bloomed into much more than that. Now anyone can invest in any 529 plan in any state, regardless of where your child might go to college. And starting this year, all the earnings from 529 plans are tax-free. Rich Chambers, a financial planner in Palo Alto, California, is now recommending it to his clients.
It's such a good plan, and it's so flexible. You can refund it. You can move it from one state to another if you get disenchanted with your choice. It's very flexible and an excellent way to save, about the best there is.
The main drawback is that it's confusing. Each state has set up its 529 plan differently. Some states like New York and Ohio offer deductions for state income tax. Other states like Utah and Alaska offer name-brand mutual fund managers for their plans. Joseph Hurley, who has documented the differences at SavingForCollege.com, says it's worth shopping around.
First, look at your own state's program and try to understand how it works. Try to get a feel for any benefits that it offers to state residents. And then once you've done that, then you might want to start looking around a little bit at some of the programs offered by other states and compare them.
Or pick more than one. Another big legal change this year is that parents can contribute to both education IRAs and 529 plans. Of course, with all the new savings options, it may just remind parents that they can't afford to put much aside at all. Financial planner Brian Orrell says even though the limits have been raised, it's okay to start small.
It's important that people don't feel intimidated. If they say, well, if college is $100,000, how can I ever get that money? If they understand they can put away $50 a month or $75 or something that is palatable, there's a better chance that many middle-class people will actually go ahead and utilize these plans.
But Orrell offers one warning. Don't save for college at the expense of your retirement plan. There are always loans for college, but not for retirement. Robert Smith, NPR News, Seattle.